Awesome, we are live. So hello, hello everyone. It's Luanne Marine here from luannemarine.com and the Hand Analysis Academy. And I am doing another beautiful interview with somebody very gifted from my community in the podcast, Answering the Call of Your Purpose. So just a quick reminder what this is all about is I have a great community, and now you're watching this, you're one of us as well. And I have a lot of amazing people in that community who have gifts, who are doing work with people, who are living their purpose. And I wanted to interview them, and hopefully some of their tips and what they've done and their story will be inspiration for you to follow your purpose. So with that, I want to introduce you to the beautiful and amazing Kim McMahon. Hello, Kimmy. Or can I call you Kimmy or Kim? Like, what?
You can call me Kim, Kimmy, whatever you like.
Awesome. Welcome. Welcome to Answering the Call of Your Purpose. It's great to have you here.
Lovely to be here.
Awesome. So we're going to just jump straight in because I always have these particular questions that I ask, and you know, we don't do the whole big intro thing because it kind of comes out in the story anyway. But tell everybody watching, what are you doing right now in your life, in your business, in your purpose?
Okay, so I live in beautiful Bondi Beach in Sydney, and currently I'm working from home. And I have a web-based business. I create beautiful healing energy mists that help you with anything from motivation to actually healing the soul and going through the ups and downs of life. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently really busy getting ready for all the Christmas orders and making gift packs, and I'm doing some oracle cards and just generally looking after myself and, loving what I do.
Wow, that's awesome. So, and I just want to give a little shout out to you. I have probably every single one of your mists here, and they're truly, truly amazing, because we met a couple of years ago now, I think. Yeah. Well, probably three, because it was before we were locked down, right? Mm-hmm. So when we could meet, came to Sydney, and yeah. I was just blown away. I think I walked into the room, we were at an event, and there was this just beautiful aroma, and I'm like thinking, what is that smell? And you had them in your little bag there, and they were kind of hidden. I'm thinking, pull those out. Remember, I don't know if you remember this, like, pull them out, let's get them out. Yeah. And just the I'm going to go more into this, but I think sometimes you don't actually realize how powerful they are, because I mean, I know you do, but I send them to all my clients. No, I just, because I know the power of them, and yeah, it's just been amazing. Give them, you know, my daughter has them, my friends use them. I've sent them off as, you know, one of your remedies. But I want to ask you what really led you to where you are today doing this work? You know, I don't know what you were doing in a previous life kind of thing, but yeah. What led you here?
Oh, look, you know, I think there was It's been quite a journey right through my life from a young girl. I always felt like I was a healer of some sort, like I was either healing somebody's dog or healing something. And I always wanted to be a nurse or a vet, but it was always in me to be helpful to people. And I think I was 20, 21. I had my first experience with Bowen therapy, and that was a long, long time ago. Yeah. And it was really powerful to me. And the guy that I went to did bark flower remedies, and I don't know, I just fell in love with, not with him, but the whole healing process. And I always knew that I wanted to do this when I kind of grew up, even though I was 21. But at the time I had a mortgage and I had a corporate job, and there was no way I could just drop that. I had things to do, so it was always in the back of my mind to do this. And I think it was in my early 30s I had the chance to study natural therapies. And that's when I really got into all of this and had my own little massage business and Reiki, and I used essential oils and studied bush flower healing and parked it for a while. And I think when I met you a few years back, I'd just started to get back in, and I'd had the spray mist had just started, and I was a bit lost. I'd say my marriage was a bit rocky, and I'd been off to a retreat with another goddess in one of your groups. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a catalyst for her saying, you should be doing this stuff because it's part of you. And I think at the time I was trying to be a fashion stylist or something. I hadn't even acknowledged all the stuff that I'd learned all my life up to now was my purpose. And it was what I did so naturally every day. And why wasn't I doing it as a business? So there was a couple of catalysts along the way. But I think when I met you, I signed up straight away to go to be in your group. I'm just that sort of person, you know, like I don't have to really study things too much to know. I just had this knowing that's like, that's what I need to do. And I think you'll remember at the time I was pretty shy and I was hiding all my stuff because I just was very much an introvert and had these products that I absolutely loved, but what if nobody else liked them? And yeah, I think meeting you was probably what propelled me to where I am now, that next catalyst for me along my life, because I've become so much more confident and I believe in myself so much more. And yeah, so thank you.
Oh, well, and I love that because I've answered the call of my purpose. You've answered the call of your purpose, right? So there is that catalyst. And you do, like, I think you do meet people along the way. That, you know, that next step. And no, I really love that. I couldn't even remember that you had a corporate job, you know, because this is, I just know you as, you know, this amazing woman with these healing sprays. That's, you know, and how can you do anything else? But everything leads to a point, right? So yeah, it does. You know, when you answer the call. So what do you believe is your purpose?
Look, I think I'm here to, I feel like I'm a light worker. I feel like I'm here to expand my light on the planet and to help people. And I know that I'm already doing it. And, you know, I am here to be happy and to have a good life.
Yes.
That's a given. But, yeah, I really think I'm living my purpose now and I'm growing all the time and I'm learning all the time. And I think that's what it is. It's not like I've reached it now. It's like, well, what's next? You know, so everything for me unfolds on a daily and weekly basis. And I just live with as much as I can with integrity and just like to live with integrity and purpose in my life.
Yeah, and I always say, you know, our purpose is not necessarily a business, right? But people that I meet, like yourself, it's like, well, it is part of our purpose. Let's, you know, if you get to do that every day and help others and then be rewarded for that, it's part of it. And it is lifelong, you know, it is lifelong. We get to choose that. But how did you answer the call? Like, was, you know, sometimes the people, and we don't always have to go through that dark night of the soul, right? You know, it's like, yeah, this happened. I had a health thing and then that made me wake up. But, what made you answer that call? Or, yeah.
Okay, well, this is probably a little bit personal.
No, thank you. Thank you. That was personal.
We'll just dive right in here. Yeah. Well, for me, it was, I think I turned 50 and... my husband was a bit rocky, you know. Mm-hmm. He was, he's 10 years older than me, and I think he was going through a bit of a time and thinking to himself, is this it? Is this our life? And I, not that he was, you know, being naughty or anything like that. Mm. I just noticed that he was changing and I was worried, what happens if he decides that I'm not enough for him? And he would argue that because he absolutely
adores it.
But what if everything turned around and I was on my own and here I am blissfully being his housewife and doing my, you know, I worked for him for many years as well as doing, you know, sort of my part-time passions. And I didn't have superannuation. I didn't have a wage. And I thought, I'm really vulnerable if so happens that he decides one day that he's found somebody else or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, no, I really need to, pick myself up and figure out what I want to do because I was becoming his story. So he'd retired and he was hanging around home a lot and he had lots of hobbies and they weren't my thing. So I was being dragged along with all of his stuff, but I sort of thought, well, what do I love to do and what's my thing? So I think the slap from the universe was him getting a bit, you know, dodgy in his energy and it really called for me to step up. But also too, I was like, well, I'm 50. What am I going to do for the next 50 years?
Yes. And oh, what a great question.
That was something that I really needed to look into. So that was a bit of a journey on itself too, because I didn't know what to do. You know, I knew how to be a stepmom, a great stepmom, and I knew how to be a great wife and a great bookkeeper for a builder. And I had all of these other tools. I was, you know, making sprays and remedies for people for free and doing all of that. But it wasn't a business. It was just something I did naturally, you know.
Wow. Yeah.
I would say that would be what kind of pushed me to this next step.
Yeah, but I love that you said, because sometimes when women are in that situation, like they'll kind of project it onto their partner, right? It's like, you have to change, you've got to make me, where you kind of did the opposite and just went, oh, this is about me. Like, you took that into your own hands and did the work that you needed to do. And so tell us, how are you two now?
Well, it's so interesting, because the first thing I did was I made a trilogy called the Love Trilogy. So it was all about, there was three sprays. One was forgiveness, then self-love, and then it was a twin flame. And it was all about, if you're in a rocky relationship or if you're looking for love, if you haven't actually fixed the past or forgiven the past and you don't love yourself, then you're going to be vibrating at a frequency that's going to keep attracting either the same experiences with your partner that trigger you, or if you're not with a partner, you're going to keep getting that same dickhead come, you know, but in a different form. He might look
nice.
The same things are going to happen. So I learned through making this about taking responsibility and the mirror work, and, you know, learn about how to really workshop myself, not make it about other people. And that's a process in itself. That's a lifelong process, really. I'm still trying to get good at that one. But he was like, he just danced around me, like, because I was joyous when I was making the remedies and everything was smelling beautiful. And he can't even smell product. He had a damage to his brain and he can't smell or taste. But I could see that it was more frequential what I was doing, because he was giddy and he was excited. And
he was getting high on your oils.
Yeah, he was going, oh, I love this stuff. And he was helping me, and I needed to make bigger batches because I was making more orders and I wasn't really good with maths. And so he was like, we'll do it this way. And he got really excited, and it actually lifted our relationship to a whole new level, which was, it was pretty special.
Oh, what a great story. That's so beautiful, because ultimately the masculine wants to support the feminine, right? When we're not kind of do the, you know, in that feminine. But, and oh, what a beautiful story.
I think the real message in that for me was that I had the key to my happiness. It wasn't having a husband that made me happy. It was when I was happy, he was happy, because he just wanted me to be happy, and my frequency was around happiness. So how can you not be happy when somebody's got a happy vibe? So we were bouncing off each other. So through me creating those three remedies, I got great healing for myself, but also I helped heal whatever was going on with him, because I healed myself.
Exactly. It totally makes sense to me. It totally does. And I love it, because you've always, you know, since I've known you, you've always talked about frequency, right? We're all energy, and to keep our vibration, and you always go into that. And that's why these are so powerful, right? Because they, yes, they smell amazing, but it's actually what they do with frequency. So yeah, so you did that. And then also love the trilogy series, you know. So isn't it interesting that we do the work, the best courses or the best, you know, products or services come from a place that we've come through, you know, we've had to break through and look at it in a different way. And I hope you're going to be running that course sometime soon.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to be doing it in line with Valentine's Day next year.
Oh, beautiful.
So I'm going to do a whole rebrand, change the colours. I might even change the forgiveness to something else, because forgiveness feels like such a heavy word. I think of forgiveness as giving space for healing. So I don't know what it will be called yet, but there'll be something, a little bit of a change, and I would definitely be doing a love trilogy workshop at some
stage. I love it. Because I did hear that you did one a while ago, and thinking, oh, she's got to do another one. And you know what, though, Kimmy, like, as well, you're not just raising the vibration of, you know, just your household. It's all of us. From, you know, that goes out even bigger, right? Bondi, Sydney, Australia. So, and I just, you know, you just inspire me so much with when you're on purpose, when everyone is on purpose, and we're not always on it 100%. We you know, we dip and we go up, but everyone is a lot happier.
Yes.
You know, it's just that search and that courage that you did to actually put these out in a bigger way. Right? So, that's beautiful. So why do you think it, well, kind of answered, that's why I think it's important to do your purposeful work. Why do you think it's important to do your purpose work?
Okay, well, I kind of think, this is a bit cosmic, but I kind of think of love. So love is the highest frequency. Love's what that all-penetrating frequency, right? So if you think of love as a frequency, so frequency are like waves traveling along, love can penetrate every other frequency, but every other frequency cannot penetrate love. So if you are vibrating to love, and that means whatever it is that you love to do, so if you're loving your job, or if you're loving your purpose, or even if you're loving the journey to the purpose, you're getting something out of your passion, then that's the highest frequency you can be operating at. So how can that not be good?
Absolutely.
It's about loving what you do and being an example of what you do as well. You know, living, breathing it, and just trusting that you know what you know. And you can only deliver to the world what it is you know. Embrace everything that you've done in your life up until now, and teach what you have learned in your life to people, because there are other people that need to know what you know.
Yeah, they do. And your school of love, aren't you? And hand analysis. I'm just
trying. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
of course. And the school of love. And we're not talking about hands today, but you are just an absolute school of love. You know, on the positive, because school of love can go on the negative where they'll shut down and that kind of thing. We all can do that, but you have really put yourself and been okay with being vulnerable with your story, with here, you know, with love. And it's what am I saying? Love. You just gave me goosebumps when you talk about love. That's it, because I just believe that you radiate love. So
thanks.
Especially in these days, right, there's so much fear out there, and even I was getting caught in it. I'm like, right, I was getting angry, I'm gonna get it. And then went, had a chat with one of my friends who talked me off the took me off the ledge. I'm like, oh yeah, it's about love. It's about love, loving ourselves and then others, right? So purpose, knowing your purpose is one thing. But what else do you think it's taken for you to live, express your purpose more? And I mean, you know, but you've got your sprays, and I always like to, for an example for me is shadow work. We have to look at shadow work. You know, you can find out your purpose in your fingerprints, but if you don't do anything with it, look at the shadow, you know, that's one. What's something that you use?
I might be a bit confused with the question.
No, it's fine. So like another person they'd say, well, you need to know your values, right? Oh, so they'll do the values thing. For me, I'm like, you know, to get on purpose, you need to know your values first. For me, it's like, I know my purpose, but I got to deal with the shadow shit, right, first. Or I've got to deal with relationship stuff. Do a course in that or something. So does that make sense?
Definitely the shadow work, I think. Yeah. Definitely. I think whenever I go into a deep dive,
yes,
meaning that something's gone wrong and I'm unraveling, I find that to be a really good opportunity for growth. So rather than let it completely crumble me away, even though it does, obviously, you know, like you can't be perfect all the time, I just have an innate trust that everything is going to be okay. And I know that whenever I do the inner work and I get down and dirty with myself and look at the parts of myself I don't like, it's an opportunity for me to bring forgiveness to myself, to love that part of myself, because we're all parts of everything. We're the good, the bad, we're the ugly. And the bad and the ugly, we hide away because we think nobody's going to love us or nobody's going to like us. But we've all got all of them. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that we have them when they come up and go, oh, yeah, that's that icky thing again. But you know what? I'm glad it's come up because I can see it for what it is. I can love myself through that and I can make a better choice moving forward. Yeah. I think it's really important. And also the other thing I do is, like you said, with the values, is this aligned with my values? And if it's a no, then it's like, okay, we'll move that off the table and let's look at the next.
Yeah. And you also said something too, like, look, I thought you were going to bring this up first, but that forgiveness work, right? I know you're big into forgiving. You've even made a spray about it, right? So, and like what's one method that you would use to do forgiveness? Like, because people think, oh, I'm not forgiving, you know, they can't take that on board. Not our people, but it's like that's such an alien concept for a lot.
Well, I really love that Hawaiian prayer, the Ho'oponopono.
Oh, yes.
Forgive me, I'm sorry, I love you, thank you. Yeah. And every night before I go to bed, I always, you know, have a little ritual. And one of the things I do is I say, if there's anyone that I have done anything to in word, thought or deed that has offended, hurt or upset somebody, I'm truly sorry. Even if it's somebody that I don't know I've done that to, I'm truly sorry. And, you know, help me to learn a better way to be for those people that I don't even know that I've upset. So I have a little ritual like that. I also, I like to take responsibility. So if somebody's, and this one's a hard one, and I, you know, like I, you know, sometimes I'm really good at it and other times I'm not. It's if I feel like somebody's upset me or hurt me, and I do go into the story of they did this, they do that, I try to get myself back to a point where I can say, okay, well, what's the behaviour, Kim? What is it that's actually really triggering you? And I get it right down to the behaviour. So it might be, oh, they're not listening to me, or they talk over the top of me, or they're rude. Or so I'll say, oh, okay, right, so they don't listen to you. Okay. And that makes you feel how and where do you feel it? So I go through a little process like that and then I turn it on myself and I say, how, what's some examples of when you've done that? Like, do you listen to everybody? And then you go, oh, right. Because it's like what you see projected to you is quite often on steroids because it's getting your attention. So it might be like something really big and bad and you're like, but I would never do that to anybody. That's not the point. It's getting it down to the behaviour so you can look at that part of yourself and say, oh, yeah, I have done that or I have a tendency to do that and, yeah, I'm going to take that on board because I know how that feels when it's done to me, so I'm going to be more conscious of that. But I'm also going to love that part of myself because I'm human and I'm doing my best and sometimes I'm tired and cranky and I just act out and, you know, so take responsibility. Love that part of yourself, forgive that part of yourself, and then, you know,
bring that is huge, you know, that is huge. And I love it. So you do rituals, the forgiveness, responsibility, and you really go in, from what I'm hearing, is you go into the feeling states.
Yeah.
You feel it, whereas we have been kind of conditioned to not feel. It's like, oh, we'll just ignore that and keep going, where you just stop and go, how does that make me feel? What's the behavior? And that, you know, that projection is pretty big.
Yeah. And I've learned that, you know, I've actually, I'm blessed enough that I found a really good teacher that helped me with that stuff. And I did the work for quite a few years and it was yucky work, to be honest with you. It's not really nice. Going to a therapist to help you and they're on your side, but they're like, oh, let's just break it down. You're like, oh, no. Yeah. You know, but that was probably one of the most freeing things for me because now I can see that if somebody, especially with your loved ones and your close ones, if you can separate the behavior from the perfect spark of light of joy that's popped into the body at birth, you can say that's the perfection of that person, and they are absolutely beautiful at their perfection. And this little behavior that's like a bumblebee or a fly buzzing around, you can say, all right, well, they are perfect and they are beautiful and loving, but their behavior is something that's learned. So I'm going to forgive them as the beautiful person, but the behavior I don't have to put up with as such. So it's kind of a nice way of still loving people that are close to you that have done something to hurt you.
Yeah, that's very beautiful. And, you know, when I first heard the concept that something that you don't like in somebody else is also in you, that you haven't dealt with it, right, because you're getting triggered, I was like, that's BS, right? You know, I'm like, that, no way. And then it's like, oh, that's so true. You know, and we just depending on which level of acceptance we can do, but we are that God spark, right? I love that you did that. And and we are unique, and we're just the expression of,
that's right.
Yeah.
And I think I did something really great in one of your workshops, the first workshop I went to, and it was all about the shadow side of yourself. Yeah. That's really confronting too. And that was really powerful.
Yeah, you give me goosebumps actually. And it was light shadow. You know, so often we think it's the dark stuff that we have to deal with. It's the light stuff of loving yourself. I am beautiful, you know, I am powerful, especially for women, I find. So beautiful. So can you tell me what's one of the examples of one of your favorite, your client that you've worked with, and what happened to him or her, and why? You know, you either using your sprays or whoever you've worked with in the past, what qualities about them?
Okay. Well, that's tricky.
I love you being humble right now, because I know I've been on workshops with you, and people have just raved about, you know, how their life's changed, or their pets changed, or
I actually have worked with a few women who've left their pets to go to work, and they went from barking dogs that annoyed everybody in the street and being super stressful around storms to being super calm and happy for their mum to go off to work. So there's definitely a lot of merit in working with animals when it comes to frequential remedies. I guess one person who I absolutely adore working with is a lady that is very, very intuitive. She's very, we did our intuitive studies together, and she's a trans channeler. And I make custom remedies for people. So somebody, you don't even have to be with me in the room. You can send me your date of birth, and I can just channel what it is you need. You can give me a bit of a background, but you don't have to. And this woman, I love her, because she always gives me these tasks to do that are outside of my comfort zone. And we'll do a swap, or we'll pay each other. She might give me a channeling session, and then I'll make her a remedy. And when she asks for me to do a custom remedy for her, it'll be so specific, because she's already channeled what she needs. So she'll be saying, you know, it needs to have whale frequencies, and it needs to have this, and here's a symbol, and here's this, and here's that. And so she'll just give me this whole stuff, and it needs to be done right at this time of the morning, just as the sun's coming up, when you can see this purple color right across the horizon. She will and I'll be like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? But the thing I love about her is that I don't think I can do it, and I hold her in such high regard that I'm almost scared to give it to her, because I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm a phony, I'm not going to do this. And she'll be like, that was the best thing, that was exactly what I needed. And I love working with her, because I know that she would tell me, no, Kim, go back to the drawing board. So she's real and honest, and she's a great fun girl who is really living on her purpose. So it's kind of nice to have somebody that loves what I do, but also is very helpful in her feedback as well.
Wow, that's beautiful. And I love, and that's the other thing, right? I love that you've got, you know, your whole range is sensational, and then you can make personalized ones. So I've given some of those to as gifts to friends of mine. I'm going, oh, I just, that's, you know, she got everything, and I'm like, oh no, she needs this, and just give you the date of birth, and they love them, the feedback. And I also wanted to ask, so you do a work with another group, another coaching group, right? That Yeah, can you tell us a little bit? You don't have to say, don't say who they are, but can you say what you're doing with them?
Yeah, so this was a great opportunity that came my way, and I actually love working with bush flower essences, and they came to me, they wanted somebody who could do flower essences for their group. So it's a year-long group and a coaching group, and I, you know, as you know, like I've, you know, been in your group for a couple of years now, and you are always out of your comfort zone, and sometimes you just need support when you're actually feeling like you cannot break through or you're not good enough and all of those things. It's good to have some work from, some help from the frequential. And this woman came to me. I was recommended by another woman in your group, Gigi, and I became the flower essence creator. So what they would get once every 3 months is a channeled remedy. So I had their date of birth and who they were. They were also invited to get in touch with me if there was something specific they wanted me to work with. And I would make them bush flower remedies up, which is a 30ml bottle with a dropper. And you drop them under your tongue, 7 drops twice a day. But you can also get creative and put them on your chakras and put them in your beautiful oils or in your baths or in your water. So it's been really lovely working with that group. And I hope it continues, because that's something that really gets my juices flowing.
I love that. And, you know, like I said before, I send out a certain 3 blends to people and
my... Yeah, thank you.
No, because it does. You know, you're doing the work, you're doing the purpose, but you need that other support and energetic support too. So I just want to ask you one more question before I want to say, where can we find you? Because I know people, you know, sitting here watching this, they're going to go, I need to order some. But just recently you came out with a new blend. Call it blend. Can you just tell us where that was birthed from and what it's called and what it does? Because I think...
Do I show you?
Yes, please.
So it's, you may not be able to see that.
Yes, it's called trust. Okay.
So I had a lot of parents asking me, or parents of teenagers asking me to do a remedy for teenagers, and that's great. So as what usually happens when I get a brief for a new remedy, or I know I'm going to make a new remedy, I sit down in a meditation and I ask, what's this all about? With trust is about, so you've got your teenagers, they are going from, say, from here to here, so from a child to an adult, and they've got to navigate their way. So it's all full of frustrations and ups and downs. But what is it that they need to do? They just need to trust that they will get there when they get there. They can't speed it up. They've got to go through what it is, but they just need to trust that they have the intuitive ability to go through anything they need to go through to become an adult. They need to trust their parents. They need to trust that it's not always going to be bleak when you're down in the, you know, in the ditches. And then when you're up, trust that that's a place that you can always be. So there's always a pathway. And also something that came through as well was that when I was creating it, it was like, it's not just for teenagers. So if you're thinking about, I always do this to this, right? The reason why I do it is because I work with frequency. So you've got a frequency which is like a wave. And I think that, okay, so from a child to an adult is a journey. It's a frequency. Mm-hmm. It's a wave. And there's a lot of us, and myself included, that as teenagers, we probably didn't get the right, we weren't in the right tribe. We didn't have the right upbringing, like, you know, compared to back in the day when you would all sit around and you would have an elder in the group and they would teach you things and there'd be someone to go to if you had trouble.
And that rite of passage, right? Normally cultures have the rite of passage where we don't have that, especially boys. Men, I find, like, you know, but yeah, all of us, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so that was the whole thing with this, the trust remedy, was that these kids, they need there's something missing between that age to that age, you know, and trust is a remedy that helps you surf the emotional ups and downs until you get there, but knowing that everything's unfolding as it should unfold and you can't make things go any faster. It's like dropping a drop of ink into a big vessel of water.
Yes.
You can't make that get to the bottom like that. you got to sit and watch it, and it will get to the bottom when it gets to the bottom. You cannot hurry it up. And it's about, I think, teaching teenagers that they have everything. They've come into this world with everything. It's not what they can get from the world and what they get right now. It's what they bring into the world. And if we can nurture the teenagers and make them believe, or help them believe, that they've got the gifts, and when they're adults, this is what they're going to teach the world. Yeah. It's giving them more positivity. So that's the whole kind of spiritual aspect that I wanted to bring through with the Teenage Remedy. But it's also for adults who felt that something happened in their teenage years that they didn't feel supported by, and that they might still have triggers happening now that transports them back to that.
Very true. Yeah. Mm.
And I just an example of that, I had something happen a little while back, and somebody challenged me, and it got me back into that limiting belief of not smart enough.
Mm.
And I thought, right, so I was right in the middle of creating this. I was like, oh, this is really interesting. Let's see where that limiting belief came from. And I was like, okay. And I went back, and I was 13, and I was at school, and my teacher, first day of school, was asking everybody what they wanted to do. And I wanted to be a vet. And he said, oh, that's ridiculous. You're not smart enough and you're at the wrong school. You'll never be a vet.
Oh,
maybe think of something else. And, like, brushed me off. Now, I didn't think to go back to my mum and say, I really want to be a vet, you know. But he said I was at the wrong school. I didn't. I just believed him because he was an adult, and I was taught to respect my adults, and he knew that I couldn't be a vet. So that was it. So I was able to bring myself back to that part of the teenage state where I got that limiting belief from. So I used my trust remedy, and I brought healing and love to that girl as a teenager that was told something by a non-conscious, you know, adult who was probably just 24 and didn't really know much about life anyway. Exactly. So whether you're a teenager in that state or you're an adult still being triggered by things that happened, that trust remedy, it's all about trusting that you have everything inside of you and that you will get through it. And sometimes you just need to surrender or pause and just wait for everything to get a bit better.
Oh, beautiful. I love it. I love it when I'm just mesmerized. Like, you just keep talking, It's beautiful, like the wisdom that comes out. And yeah, I'm really attracted to that trust one.
I've got to get it on the website.
You do. So, Kim, we're coming to the end now. Where can we find you? And I'm going to put all the links, you know, below here in the blog and the proper link. But you give us give yourself a shout out. Where can we find you?
All right. Well, if you're onto Instagram, you can find me on Instagram, The Essence Alchemist.
Right.
That's pretty much easy. I am also on Facebook, but I tend to do a little bit more on Instagram. And I have a website, theessencealchemist.com, and that has my complete shop there, frequently answered questions. And also there is a webinar on there where you can get access to a coupon code to buy my set of eight. I think you get $20 off and free shipping.
Yeah, great. And then the webinar is great, actually, because it actually takes you through all the set with some practices in there. Like, it's a lot of fun. And it was, I think it's a 6 minutes. So go and register for that, everyone. Yes. So beautiful. So is there any last thing that you want to say before we sign off? We could talk here all day. But yeah.
There is something that I want to say that I had a conversation this morning with this beautiful woman, and she was saying, because I just had a health episode, and she said to me, I was thinking about you, and I got the instinct to say to you, just everything you do now, do it with love for yourself. So everything you eat and everything you put into your body and everything you do for yourself, do it with love for you. And I thought, that is just so beautiful. You know, so for example, if I'm going to have a drink, is this going to bring more love to myself? Is this a loving thing to do for myself? What I eat, is this a loving thing to do? If I'm going around with people that don't fulfill me, is this a loving thing to do for myself? And I thought, I just wanted to share that. So if anybody's out there that's not having a good time or something's going wrong in their life, just ask yourself the question with things that you're doing, is this loving myself, doing what I'm doing now? Even if you're saying bad words to yourself in the mirror, you know, you don't like something about yourself, it's not giving yourself love. So I just want to emphasize that the frequency of love, like I said before, is the most powerful thing that we have access to, and we all have access to it. So bring that love into ourselves, and I think that we're all going to get through whatever's happening now and a little bit better.
Wow, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Kim. Thanks for joining us. And it's essencealchemist.com, and go and do the webinar, go and get all those juicy goodness things over there. And until our next call, you're a perfect example of someone who's answered the call of your purpose. And until our next call, everyone, we'll see you. Bye for now. Okay, thanks, Kim. Bye.
Yeah, pleasure.